We're doing Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Daled. We're in the seventh chapter of the Shaar HaYir'ah. And the Magid Midovna had been discussing that an intelligent person should be wary of the dangers that lurk throughout our lives, the Yetzer Hara that is waiting to draw a person down. And although people often worry about their assets and their business, but an intelligent person also worries that spiritually, he has challenges that face him daily and sometimes every moment, sometimes more difficult, sometimes easier, but at the end of the day, there's what to worry about and what to think about and what to be concerned about, that one does not fall into the pitfalls, the many challenges that face a person during their life. And he continues and says on page Kuf Lamed Daled, V'ata nafshi hamaskelet, and now my intelligent soul, me'aymit me'ederet, although you are foolish and you are missing, you are off when it comes to the truth. You haven't missed a single folly because you've become accustomed from your youth to do that which is wrong. As the verse says, so to speak, from the time my mother became pregnant, I started sinning, King David says. The sin began already from the beginning. It became my second nature. I'm sinking, so to speak, in the swamp, and I can't stand. I'm in the depths of water, and I am being wiped down. So the soul, says the Magid Midovna, has become accustomed to a wanton life. And so the soul should pour its heart out, so to speak, like water, and sigh as it realizes its weakness, kilakit bechiflaim, for it is being hit on both sides. Shivrech gadol kayam, you're being destroyed as great as the waves break on the sea. Velibech bari ulam, meod meod tizak b'chavalaich, how you should weep as you enter your pangs. Al kitachu merot enayich, for your eyes seem to be covered and you seem to be blinded. Ve'ezol kagever chalatzayich, so girdle yourself, strengthen yourself like a man. Go fight your battle against that bear that is Dov Orev, that is the bear who is lying in ambush. That bear, which is the Yetzer Hara, that has become intertwined within your soul, that has become one, so to speak, with who you are. He seems to take hold of you. He is destroying your vineyard, whether you like it or not. He's always watching just to push you off your stance, to bring you down, to destroy your stance, to push you out of your camp, to make you loathed in the eyes of your master. We're talking about your father, the one who created you, who seeks to crown your soul, and to glorify it, and to take pride in it. God wants to feed the soul the bread of the great warriors, to glorify the soul from God's glory, to raise the soul above the stars above. So God is aspiring that our soul rise to greatness, and within we have intertwined the Yetzer Hara that is always trying to draw it down. If not for the anger that's waiting, that's that sword that takes vengeance, and he has the capacity to harm one. But God told you that although the Yetzer Hara keeps seducing you, you have a choice in life. You're not bound to go down that path. You have a choice of life and that which is good, and death and that which is bad. And God says, choose life. God says, if you only decide and listen, you will have the bounty, the good of the land. And it's only if you refuse, if it's only if you rebel, that God has the sword waiting. This is the way God set up the world. So the Magid Midovna says, it's not only that we should be concerned because there is a lurking danger. It's that a person should be concerned because this danger has become a part of himself. and it's our habit. It's something that we have to overcome. There's a fantastic medrash in Avos de Rabbi Nosson. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll find it more easily again. Toda Rabba. Toda Rabba. About the Rabbi Natan is Medrash on Pirkei Avos. When Rebbe compiled Pirkei Avos in Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Nosson in Babylon, Rabbi Nosson HaBavli, compiled a more elaborate form of Braisa that expands on Pirkei Avos. And that's what we call Avot Rabbi Natan, the Pirkei Avos of Rabbi Nosson of Babylon. Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson were contemporaries. While Rebbe was compiling the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nosson was compiling the Mishnah in Babylon. And the Talmud tells us in Baba Metzia that Rebbe, the Rabbi Nosson, Sof Mishnah, that there's this book that describes each generation and who would be the leaders of that generation. And in that book, it describes that Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson would be the final generations of Mishnah. So there are a little bit of additions afterwards, but primarily they are the final generation, just like we customarily we say Rebbe. But really it's Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson. I don't see it here. It's a little earlier. Somewhere here. Who? Magen Meduvna? Yeah. I don't see it. Okay, I have to find it. There we go. I think it's here. I don't see it. Okay, I have to find it. Tough. No, yeah. So. It says like this. There are two midrashim here. The midrash is based on the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ein hara v'yetzer rav sinat abriyot motzin te'adam na'olam. A bad eye, the evil inclination, and the hatred of God's creatures are what cause a person to exit the world before his time. So the Medrash explains, what is the Yetzer Hara? So the Medrash says like this, Yetzer Hara Keitzad. How is it that the Yetzer Hara causes a person's early demise? Amru, the rabbi said, Shloshes Leishana Gadol Yetzer Ram Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara is existent in a person's nature from the minute he is born. And the Yetzer Tov only comes in when he's 13 and he starts understanding things. That's when he can start doing things with their correct intent. So it turns out that the Yetzer Hara is 13 years older than the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara is around. He's the habit. He's the default. For 13 years, it's our second nature, and suddenly you become Bar Mitzvah and you start having the power to contend with him. The Yetzer Hara, a person's second nature, has been growing within a person from the time he was in the womb. V'itchin mechalel Shabbatot en mimichei biyado. What does a child do when he's born? He doesn't discern between Shabbos and weekday. A child plays his game, turns on the lights, does everything. What's his first habit? To live like a non-Jew. Not to keep Shabbos. And no one stands up and stops him from doing it. There's no Yetzer Tov telling him it's Shabbos today, you shouldn't do that. All he has is his natural inclination to live and just do everything on Shabbos as well. He could kill animals and bees and bugs. He could kill people too. And he has nothing within that's going to stop him from doing it. One of the fantastic things to see is how a two-year-old treats a one-year-old. A three-year-old treats a one-year-old. They take their metal truck and bang him in the head. You know, the kid gets on my nerve. That's it. No compunctions. You know, he's not letting me play with the toy. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Poor thing, you know. They'll bang him on the head and then they'll come crying. You know, they do that too. They know he's going to come crying. They come crying first. So he has no compunctions, meaning the human's nature when he starts out life is to do whatever he wants. Any sin he desires to do, there's no one standing in his way. There's no Yetzer Tov that tells him not to do it. How many kids pocket candy on the checkout aisle and then they don't think twice about it? Maybe if mom's looking, maybe if the cashier catches them, then, oh, they're in trouble. But until then, no. There's no Yetzer Tov from within to stop them. Only after a kid's 13 does the Yetzer Tov start having a say. When he comes to desecrate Shabbos, so the Yetzer Tov tells him, suddenly the Yetzer Tov speaks up and says, hey, you fool, what are you doing? The Torah prohibits this. His friend's fighting him on the baseball mound and he picks up the bat. He's ready to do what he did when he was 3 years old with the Tanka metal truck, he's ready to do with a bat, and suddenly an inner voice says, Torah says he can't do that. He's going to do things that he shouldn't be doing. And an inner voice tells him, you can't do that, she's a married woman. So when a person starts out life, his nature, says the Medrash, is to do what he feels like. And to do what he feels like is synonymous with going with the Yetzirah. When a person gets aroused to do something that is lustful, he finds himself ready. All his limbs are in tune. Suddenly everything's working perfectly in sync. Because the Yetzer Hara is king over our 248 limbs. You notice that when you're doing things you shouldn't be doing on the internet late at night, you're not tired. You're very focused. You could be doing it. Suddenly you have koach. You were sitting in class an hour ago. You thought you would die. You're wiped. But suddenly when it comes to doing something you shouldn't be doing, then, suddenly you have all the strength in the world. Everything's working. The cough doesn't bother you. You're not as thirsty as you were when you thought you had to leave to go grab a drink. You're not as tired as you thought you were. That ache and pain that was driving you crazy all through your time in this medrash suddenly doesn't exist. The Yetzer Hara is king. But when a person comes to do a mitzvah, so then says the medrash, this was written over 2,000 years ago, guys. This was written almost 3,000 years ago. Itchilu mitanin kolevarav. Suddenly all the limbs start cranking, you know. Your back hurts, you're tired, you have a headache, you're thirsty. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, suddenly all the limbs start complaining. Because the Yetzer Hara is king over the 248 limbs in a person. And the Yetzer Tov, the desire to do good, that's like someone who's in captivity. He's stuck. He's in bondage. He's in jail. He could barely do anything. That's the Yetzer Tov in the human body. The body is accustomed to running after the physical, and the Yetzer Tov wants you to do something good and spiritual, and he's fighting with the body that's protesting. He's stuck in this body. Shneimar ki mibet asurim yatzal limloch ze Yetzer Tov, yesh umrim, etc. Tov. So I think that gives us a better understanding. The Avos Rabbi Nosson, if you want to look it up, is the second Malach in the 16th chapter of Avot Rabbi Natan. Toda Rabbah. So when the Magid Midovna says that from the time a person is born, the Yetzer Hara is his second nature, I think that's better understood based on that Avot Rabbi Natan. So the Magid Midovna says, you have to think about it. Don't assume that you'll naturally grow spiritually. Don't be like a fool who sins and is confident that God will have mercy. It's okay, I can do what I want. God will forgive me. It doesn't work that way. The Talmud says anyone that assumes God will be forgiving, God will forgive him for his life. That's the Talmud's play on words. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Shem, next time, about how a person is supposed to grow and continue being positive. But he says, one of the points is a person has to realize that he's up against a formidable opponent. And it's his second nature. There's the God above. Hashem is rooting for us. He wants us to grow. He's waiting with crowns to give us. And he keeps telling us, I gave you two choices, choose life. But we have to realize that we're standing against our second nature, so to speak, which is the Yetzer Hara. And we have to make a plan and we have to learn how to overcome him.
What does it mean?